we will begin this lesson with lying on the floor. Make yourself comfortable. You are welcome throughout this lesson to have your legs be long, have your arms be at your sides, or to bend your knees and stand your feet, to put one or the other knee bent and one or the other knee leg long, one or the other hand resting somewhere on yourself or on the floor beside you. The lesson will take place predominantly lying on your back, but you can move within that, how you organize your limbs in the way that's the most restful, the most comfortable, especially for your back. So as you lie on the floor, and as you notice your own comfort, whether that is with long legs or bent knees, and whether your arms are at your sides or they are resting somewhere on yourself, just notice whatever the contact with the back of the floor is. So your pelvis, right and left, your shoulders, right and left, the space of your torso that is between your pelvis and your shoulders, the contact of the back of your head. And to begin with, notice whether that feels that it is a little more right or left or up or down. And by right or left or up or down, you can use the feeling of the back of your head as a measure. You could consider the direction of your nose. If you were to draw an imaginary line from the tip of your nose towards the ceiling, would that line be moving in the direction of somewhat to the right of you, somewhat to the left of you, somewhat, you know, footward or, you know, torso word, or somewhat overhead? And it doesn't matter where it is, just notice that as you first come to rest, how you find yourself on the floor. It's likely to change, and you're just taking this first impression as a marker to use for comparison later. So notice where that is, that this direction of your head or of your nose. Now, attend to the space between where your head contacts the floor, and for nearly all of us, the contact leaves the floor for the lower part of the skull, the neck, and at some point as you continue to travel downward, backward of yourself, you will come to where you meet up with the floor again, usually somewhere near the shoulders, between the shoulders. But notice if you can just imagine or think for yourself a length between the places that contact. So between the contact of the head and the contact of somewhere shoulder, wherever that is for you, you know, middle of the back between the shoulders, but you know, somewhere in that area, upper back, where you come back into contact with the floor. What if you were just going to put two dots, one at each place of contact, what's that distance? What does it feel like to you? It doesn't have to have a number measurement, but an idea of length. And that idea of length is likely to be something like a line, a straight line. And now consider something different between those two points of contact, which is a shape. If you were going to describe for yourself the ways in which from the point of contact of the head to the point of contact somewhere between the shoulders, what is that arc? What's the highest point? How does that line rise from where your head is in contact to the highest point of that arc, to where then it comes back towards the floor to contact again? Now pause in your attention. That may mean that you might want to move your legs. And in fact, do, whether you choose to move your legs in some way or not, do just a little bit, roll your head right and left. Just a little bit. Just move that point of contact of the nose right and left. And pause. And let your attention become a little more diffuse, not so focused. Notice whatever you notice or don't notice. Rest your attention. Now coming back, bringing your attention, your noticing back into a focus, notice your jaw. Notice the space in your mouth. Is your tongue pressed upward towards your upper palate? Is it lying low into your lower jaw? Does the tip of your tongue touch some part of the front of your teeth? Is it your lower teeth or your upper teeth? Do the sides of the right side of your tongue touch any teeth? Or the left side of your tongue? And whatever you have noticed about how you first attended to your tongue, attend to that. Notice what you are doing, and then do less. Anything that you notice that you may be doing, do less. Let the tongue rest, be soft. Sense for a feeling of space in the mouth. The teeth don't have to separate in any sort of active way, but is there a way that they don't have to press together, either in the front or the back? That the tongue does not press upward, downward, forward, backward, or to either side. And then again, let your attention soften. Roll your head a little right and left. The nose moves a little right, a little left. The back of the head comes into contact with the floor, a little on the right, a little on the left, as you move across that back curve of the back of your skull. And make that turning from right to left just smaller and smaller, slower, easier, until you find a place that for now is middle, and come to a place that is the middle for now, and rest. Once again, notice where the back of the head touches the floor, where it lifts from the floor for the neck, where it comes back into contact with the floor, likely somewhere between the shoulders. Think that distance. Think that shape. And pause your attention. If lying on the back has become in any way something you have the feeling of wanting to refresh, rest on your side. You can roll to either side, or you can bend the knees and stand the feet, or you can lengthen the legs. You can change where the arms are, but take a very simple and brief rest in any position you choose. Now returning to attending to the lesson, if you have rolled to a side, come back to your back. If it is comfortable for you, do bend your knees and stand your feet. Do have your arms simply near your sides, any place that's comfortable. And again, feel free to adapt that position to your own ease. And notice your breath for a moment. How does the breath come in? Where does it begin? It may be a little more right or a little more left. A little bit more towards your shoulders or towards your abdomen. It may be more in your back or in your front, but just notice, how does the breath arise? And pause your attention. And now bring your two hands. You're going to make what can be referred to as a sort of cupping shape, where you're going to softly Bring the palm of each hand, the right hand over the right eye, and the left hand over the left eye. And the hands are soft and simple, but there is space in the palm that means that each eye does not have pressure on it in any way. And as you bring these soft hands to cup palm over the eyes, the fingertips will cross each other, probably somewhere between the eyebrows, above the nose, pointing towards the forehead. So just find a way that you can palm or cup over each eye in a way that feels simple. The elbows can be resting either on yourself or the floor, wherever, however you find it, that the arms can be doing as little work as possible as the hands have come softly over the eyes. And then take the hands away, let them come back to your sides again. Sense your breath. Roll your head a little right and left. Find a place for the head to land in the middle. And once again, bring your hands up to palm or cup over each of the eyes. And you are specifically looking for a way to make less light enter, even through a closed eyelid. If there is light in the world, in your environment, even with a closed eyelid, some of that light transfers through. So this palming of the eyes with a gentle hand that is not pressing is still looking to shut out more of the light, as much of the light as possible, so that you can consider what the visual sensation is while lacking as much direct visual stimulus as possible. So as the eyes are closed and the palms are over the eyes, you may see things that have the impression of light or color or movement or shape. As you note those, you can note that these impressions are about activity or pressure or a certain kind of work in a certain way being done by the optic nerve or around the optic nerve. So attend to the speed, the intensity, the brightness of what may be residual effort or pressure or work happening in or around the optic nerve as you have a closed and cupped eye. Now, in this space, do you find any areas of your visual field that are a richer, deeper, simpler kind of black or lack of light, lack of movement, lack of activity? and gently focus on those areas in such a way that you can make them spread. If focusing on one of these areas actually decreases its size, likely you are doing some work in the muscles of your eyes to gaze into or reach into this space with your eyes. And we're really looking for the opposite. We're looking for this rich, dark, restful, still blackness to spread, which will indicate less work, less efforting, less pressure. So rather than reaching into that darkness, can the darkness spread? And you may feel through the palms of your hands, the edges of your hands that are touching around your eye socket, a softening of the face, of the breath, of the mouth, the tongue. And then pause. Slowly bring your hands away from your face and rest them along your side. And notice whether you can continue to soften the breath, the space in the mouth, the muscles around the eye socket, the forehead. And pause, and very gently turn the head left and right. And let it come to rest somewhere in the middle.